Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The third Senate impeachment trial of a president in U.S. history is set to start in just a few hours. Let's go live to Capitol Hill this morning. Ben Siegel is there. Ben, this trial hasn't even started yet. There's already a lot of arguments over how this is going to be run.
That's right. Today is the big day. The Senate is going to take up a resolution from Majority Leader Mitch McConnell over how this will run. And Democrats for weeks have wanted a process that involves new witnesses and more documents. They want to bring more evidence into this trial. The rules that have been introduced by McConnell, for weeks there's been speculation surrounding what they would include. And we found out last night that they will not include essentially votes for evidence. There will have to be a preliminary vote before that can happen. And also there's less time for arguments than expected. Democrats are up in arms about this. Expect them today to try to force some votes on this resolution to try to get witnesses back into this process.
You know, I think it caught a lot of people by surprise, maybe two 12-hour days for arguments expected to begin at about 1 o'clock each day. Are we expecting this to go from, 1 in the afternoon all the way through to 1 in the morning each day?
Well, it's the same amount of time that was used in the Clinton impeachment trial over 3 days. So that's the difference here, 8-hour days versus 12-hour days. In reality, we don't expect all that time to be used. It wasn't used by both sides in its entirety 21 years ago. But it is possible, and that's something that Democrats are really attacking Republicans over, the fact that this trial could unfold in some days, into the wee hours of the morning. Because, Chief Justice John Roberts is not giving up his day job for this trial. He has Supreme Court arguments to hear both this morning and tomorrow morning, which means the trial at the earliest can't start until the afternoon. So, it's very possible we'll see this go into the early morning. But it's also possible that not all that time is used. That is another one of the points of contention here.
Is it expected that opening arguments will begin today?
We expect today to be solely focused on that resolution from McConnell and debate around that. Both sides aren't expecting the arguments to begin until Wednesday, but they'll be ready for whatever happens today. Though in reality, we expect that to start off in earnest with the House managers tomorrow on Wednesday.
Okay. So for today's proceedings, I'm guessing not as long as those 12-hour marathon sessions.
Well, here's what we know for today. We're going to have McConnell's going to introduce the resolution. There are 2 hours of debate, 1 hour for each side, focused on that resolution. And then Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is expected to put forward several amendments to that resolution, forcing witnesses and subpoenas for new documents. There's also a certain amount of debate time for that, too. So we're expecting a potentially 5 or 6 hour day. And that's assuming the Senate doesn't go into closed session to really debate this for themselves, which we also expect because, under the rules, the senators are not allowed to talk, and that's not something they're really used to. So in order for them to speak freely, they might bring the Senate into closed session, turn off the TV cameras, send out the House impeachment managers and all the reporters, so that could also extend proceedings.
And while all of this is going on, the president's not in Washington.
That's right. He's in Davos at the World Economic Forum, speaking over there at the moment, and really trying to project this image of business as usual. That's something that Bill Clinton, a script that Bill Clinton stuck to much more forcefully 21 years ago, in some cases not even acknowledging what's happening with impeachment. But as we've seen with President Trump, he can't really stick to the script for long and expect him to be weighing in on Twitter sometime today. He will be keeping an eye on this, even if he won't be watching the proceedings directly.
Okay, Ben, thanks. We will be watching and listening for your coverage throughout the day here on WBEN. That's Ben Siegel, live on Capitol Hill.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly! Parts.